Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Saviour. And my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of the covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how my enemies have increased, and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you. Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles. Here endeth the lesson. Sometimes we think we know the best way to go. Sometimes we are clear about the decisions that need to be taken. And yet, if we have learned anything from the past year, we have learned that many of our plans come to nothing, that uncertainty is always before us. We do not know how the times change. We do not know whether we see the changes right. And yet, as we travel through this life, we tell others how the way will be, though we have never seen it. Yes, we have traveled different paths, some more, some less. We think that the way continues somehow as before. We dimly see the next peak, the next valley ahead of us, and we think we know how the way continues. But often we are surprised, find out that the path leads around the hill, or that the apparently easy way leads through gorges. When we come to junctions on the road, one says this way, the other that way. We choose one of the ways, and as we look back, we wonder whether we have made the right decision. Some say it doesn't matter where they are going, what country they traverse, where the path takes them through life, as long as they've done it their way. And so they stumble along byways, sometimes they speed along highways, always looking ahead to the next experience, without reflecting on the paths that are gone or pondering their destination. Some take the road less travelled, others that trod by many feet. And we, who directs our steps, guides our paths, do we pride ourselves that we know the right way? Or do we pray, show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. For your ways are ways of healing, and your paths lead to the joys only found in you. But it is hard to let go of that feeling of control, and it is hard at times to see your guidance, to discern the ways in which you are leading. And yet you, Lord, guide the humble in what is right, and teach them in your ways. O Lord, let us seek that humility and be taught in God's ways. May our mind indeed be so fixed on heavenly things that we are truly useful for earthly things. And not yet only for ourselves individually do we seek to discern God's ways. The church as a whole, the people of God here on earth, are called to follow your ways. As part of your church, as followers of Jesus in this place, we ask for guidance. We seek to follow your ways. What are the ways you are calling us to, O Lord? In what paths do you lead us? How are we to be faithful at this time and place? We pray for a sense of direction, for the prompting of your Spirit as we move into uncertain times. In all our striving to serve the church and you, may we be humble and listen not only to each other, but first of all to your word. May the ways we tread be marked by faithfulness, for you, Lord, are ever faithful. And though our thoughts and our actions are always riddled by confusion, for the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive us our foolish ways. And as we journey on your path, we pray that we invite others to join us, that they may see the good paths, that your ways be known upon earth. We pray that you will enable us to love one another, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to your commands, O Lord, and remain faithful to your ways. Therefore, may we seek you together, you, the source of all wisdom. With prophets and psalmists, apostles and teachers, and the faithful from every time and place, we ask, redeem the church, O God, from all her troubles. O eternal God, the fountain of all wisdom and the giver of all grace, who didst send thy Spirit to dwell with our ancestors and to lead them into the way of truth, grant to us that in all our difficulties and dangers, we may also be enabled by thy light and the power of thy same Spirit to know thy mind and to do thy will for the glory of thy name and the benefit of thy church, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.